In the early hours of Wednesday, Israeli police forces carried out a wide arrest campaign in occupied Jerusalem Al-Quds. They detained at least 21 Palestinians, mostly from Al-Isawiyya and Silwan neighborhoods, including Al-Quds Governor Adnan Ghayth. Palestinian sources said that the arrests mostly targeted those believed to be associated with Fatah Party in the city, including several of its leading figures. The arrests come against the backdrop of recent tensions around the Bab al-Rahmah gate and mosque. They serve as a show of power by Israel after Palestinians succeeded to open the gate after 16 years of closure.
The recent arrests in the Holy City are part of Israel's domestic policies ahead of its election. Israeli regime is seeking to re-establish its rule after the election, and the recent arrests are part of a larger election campaign underway in Israel.
Meanwhile, a new wave of incursions by Israeli settlers into the Muslims' holy sites has been sparked to provoke Palestinians who are banned from entering the mosque for attending worship. Palestinian officials say they will continue to protect the occupied city from the escalating Israeli aggressions.
The arrests, incursions, and the provocations by the illegal settlers carried out under the protection of the Israeli forces will not deter Palestinians' will in their struggle for freedom. The PLO is determined to continue its goal to protect Al-Quds and our national values.
Al-Quds Governor Ghayth, appointed last June by the Palestinian Authority, has been arrested at least three times since then for his stark opposition to Judaization of the Holy City. Palestinians here fear that the closure of Bab al-Rahmah and the continued settler incursions into Al-Aqsa Mosque compound are a precursor to Israel's attempts to divide Al-Aqsa Mosque and seize a larger grip of control over the old city. Fatma Abdul Karim, Press TV, Jerusalem, Al-Quds.